बिहारी जय गोपी जाना बाल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना बाल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री प्रभुपाद की श्रीमती राधारानी की गौर प्रेमानंदे। सो टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे। व्हाई टुडे इज ऑस्पिशियस डे? टुडे इज राधाष्टमी ऑस्पिशियस डे एंड अनदर रीजन व्हाई ऑस्पिशियस डे दैट टुडे इज द ओनली डे वी कैन प्रोनाउंस राधारानी की जय। So today we can sing Jai Radharani ki. All other days are very restricted to speak about Radharani. So one way it is good when there is much of restriction about hearing about somebody, then your eagerness increases more to hear about that. So in ISKCON we have a restriction and we cannot chant Radharani's name for better reasons. Because Radharani is very confidential subject matter. It's so confidential that Radharani Tattva has been kept in hidden in Veda. And Radharani is not a topic to be discussed among people in general. What to speak of among people in general? Great karmi, jnani, yogis, they are not qualified to listen about Srimati Radharani. So who are we? But we have been fortunate to hear about Radharani, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made Radharani available, known to people. Actually, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Radharani was not known to people. There is no Radharani deity. When Vrindavan, all Goswamis, they found, excavated, only Krishna deity was there. Radharani concept was not known to people even. That's why our Acharya is saying, Jadi gaura na haito, tabe ki haito, kemane dharitam de, Radhara mahima, prema rasasima, jagate janato ke. If Mahaprabhu would not come, then how would I survive? Who would tell us about the greatness, the glories of Radharani, who has no limit, prema rasasima, the mellows of love that she has for Krishna. So in this way, it is true that Radharani is very confidential subject matter. The same time, we cannot keep Radharani hidden also. We have to make people understand Radharani. Unfortunately, in India, though Radharani is known, Radha Krishna is known to people, All Hindus, they know Radha Krishna. But most of them, or all of them, they don't know. They know Krishna, but who is Krishna? What is his position? Everybody know Krishna is Bhagavan. But is he Bhagavan only? Krishna is not Bhagavan only. Or Hindus, they know Ishwar. So devatas, they are also Ishwar, they are controller. Among demigods, devatas, then there is Maheshwar, Lord Mahadev. Then above Mahadev is Narayan, is Parameshwar. Rama is Parameshwar, Vamana Parameshwar. But Krishna, is he Ishwar? Or Maheshwar? Or Parameshwar? Or something beyond that? Krishna is not only Ishwar, not only Maheshwar, not only Parameshwar. He is Paratpara Parameshwar. Who knows in India Krishna's position like this? Nobody knows. They have heard name Krishna only, Mahapurusha. He is a great personality, great warrior. Things like this. Ram also considered like that. Then what to speak about Radharani? People are ignorant about Krishna. That is one thing. But about Radharani, people are not only ignorant, they are very confused, very doubtful. That is very harmful. So it is not an unnecessary subject matter. The people, they must know Radharani in truth. Otherwise, they will carry their doubts. If they don't know who is Krishna, who is Radharani, what is their position, they will always carry on their doubts. Even if Hindus, they carry their doubts also. No. Prabhupada is saying, the Radha Krishna, these two characters, very puzzling. Anybody will be puzzled to hear Radharani. But our acharyas, they put so much energy to make things very clear. And by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srimati Radharani, so confidential subject matter, has been worshipped now all over the world. Hindu, Mlecha, Yavana, African, American, Chinese, everybody, they are getting shelter of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So that is our identity. Our identity, that our special identity, what is our special identity? There are Vishnu Bhaktas, devotees of Vishnu, they are all Vaishnavas. Whether Ramanuja Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, they are all Vaishnavas. We call them Vaishnavas. But among all Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas, Rama worshipper, Vaman worshipper, anybody could be Vaishnav. But among Vaishnavas, specifically there is one group, they worship Krishna. So worship Vishnu, you are Vaishnav. Worship Krishna, you are Karsna, worshipper of Krishna. But who we worship to? We are worshipper of Radharani, that is our identity. We are not only Vaishnav, we are not only Karsna, Krishna worshipper. Our identity speciality is, we take shelter of Srimati Radharani, that we are Gaudiya Vaishnav. Gaudiya means, Vaishnav means worshipper of Vishnu, Karsna worshipper of Krishna, and Gaudiyas, worshipper of Srimati Radharani. So that is our speciality. So how can we afford not to understand Radharani? Can we understand Radharani at all? Can you understand her? We cannot understand her. But by hearing her glories, at least we can surrender to her. Oh, I cannot understand you, Radharani. I simply surrender unto you. Just like Brahma wanted to understand Bhagavan. He went 100 years severe austerities to understand Bhagavan. Now after 100 years, finally he said, oh, now I have understood Bhagavan. Then Narayan come in front of him. Oh, now you have understood who I am, who is Bhagavan? Haan, Prabhu, I have understood you. After 100 years severe austerities, I have understood who you are. Then Narayan asked, who am I? What have you understood about me? Then Brahma said, I have understood that I can never understand you. That is what I have understood. So, Radharani, what can you understand, Radharani? Her glory is not known fully to Krishna also. But he is trying, he came, Krishna came personally. Who else can spread the glories of Radharani? So Krishna came personally as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Radharani name itself specify who she is. You have heard about her identity from Jananivas Prabhu. So I am not going to discuss that. So should I describe more about Radharani's tattva or even some pastimes of Radharani? Pastimes. I will tell some moderate pastimes, not too extreme pastimes, so don't be worried. I will tell some moderate pastimes that we all can digest. All Radha Krishna pastimes we cannot digest. But there are some sweet pastimes, very humorous pastimes. Just like Krishna, he has Aishwarya Leela, Madhurya Leela and Audarya Leela. Radharani also like that. She has Madhurya Leela, all you have been hearing. There's Audarya Leela, very magnanimous. And she has Aishwarya Leela also. But sometimes if Vishnu could not kill some demons, so Vishnu has to take shelter of Radharani to help him. To serve his purpose. So he's all kinds of pastimes Radharani has. Okay. I just spoke one pastime in downstairs. I will repeat that one. It's easy for me. So Vishwanath Chakravartipad has written in Chamatkar Chandrika. You might have heard these pastimes. Four sweet pastimes. Out of one pastime is, one day, Jatila, Kutila, they are discussing with each other. You see, Krishna's all these pastimes are arranged by Yogamaya. What is the purpose? There has to be some purpose, no? Krishna does not do anything without a purpose. And Krishna's purpose is not paritranaya sadhanang, vinasacha duskritang, dharma sastapanarthaya. That is not the real purpose why Krishna comes here. So he must have some higher purpose why he comes to this material world. When he comes, the living entities, they get benefited. He also gets benefits. So what is his benefits? That Krishna telling in some Chaitanya Charitamrita, that I will exhibit such pastimes that it will be, I'll be wondering, wow, so sweet pastimes. So nice. Try to understand. Krishna is thinking in the Golok Vrindavan, I'll go to earthly planet, I'll exhibit some pastimes, I'll be surprised. When you feel surprised? Something surprising means something never happened before, isn't it? So he's coming to earthly planet to explore something that he has not explored in spiritual world. So Yogamaya will arrange it. This extension of the spiritual world here. What is that arrangement that Krishna is not experiencing, but experience here? That how he will release more the special mellows of conjugal relationship. So that's why Yogamaya arranging two things, interesting things, which gives pleasure to Krishna. One, Yogamaya arranging a fake marriage of Radharani with Abhimanyu. So there are a lot of social hindrance, obstacles. So here in Bhauma Vrindavan, that love becomes so intensified. Unlike Golok Vrindavan, where everybody knows Radharani is eternal consort of Krishna, no problem, no hindrance, no obstacles, everything going on smoothly. But here, Yogamaya creates obstacles. To create that obstacle, she has to arrange a fake marriage, the social restrictions. So Radharani has to overcome all these things to exhibit his intensified love for Krishna. That is one thing. Another interesting Yogamaya is arranging that all the competitors of Krishna, all those there creating obstacle for him to meet Radharani. Krishna's sweet pastimes always he is exhibiting, how he makes them fool. Jatila Kutila, they are the two main players in obstructing Radharani to meet Krishna. And what is Krishna's highest pleasure? His highest pleasure is he enjoys much when he makes them fool and enjoy Radharani in front of them. That is the most interesting thing. You understand? Krishna enjoying Golok Vrindavan with Radharani, that is one level enjoyment. Then Krishna enjoy with Radharani when Radharani overcomes all the obstacles, called Rasar Ullas. He enjoy that. But Krishna enjoy more when he enjoy with Radharani making Jatila Kutila fool in front of them. They don't understand what is going on. So that's very interesting for them. So one is Jatila Kutila, they're discussing. Day and night, their only meditation is how to stop Radharani to go to Krishna. But don't think bad about Jatila Kutila. They're not bad character. They're very important character. If Jatila Kutila would not be there, Krishna's pastimes would not become so juicy. There is no juice. No. So they have a very important role. They're not bad characters. No. Usually people think not like that. So they're enhancing. So Jatila Kutila, they're discussing what to do. Jatila telling to Kutila, see Radharani, she's mixing too much with Krishna. It's very bad name for our family. How long we can tolerate? Kutila, now I will stop her going out of the house. See, I will not allow her to go to Yamuna, Pavana Sarovar to take bath. I will not allow her to go for Surya Puja. Always we have been cheated because she is going out. Now no more we will be cheated. I will keep her inside the house. Because they have understood when Radharani goes to Jamuna, to Surya Puja, how many times Krishna has cheated them and met Radharani. So now their plan is no more allowing her outside. I will keep her inside the house. I will not send her out. Kutila said, oh mother, you may restrict Radharani to go to Yamuna, Pavana Sarovar, Surya Puja, but what about every day she is going to Nanda Maharaj's house to cook for Krishna? That you cannot stop. That, no, you go tell Mother Yashoda, she will no more go to their house. The housewives, it doesn't look nice, go to other house. Dhanishta can bring cooked food from here to there. Then Kutila said, okay, I will go and tell Mother Yashoda. But what about if Mother Yashoda will tell, no, don't stop Radharani to come to my house. But she has been blessed by Durvasa. Since childhood time, Radharani would worship a Krishna deity. She would play with her friends. In one corner, she would have Krishna deity. So one day it happened, Durvasa Muni reached. All other her friends, they got very scared. They ran away. But Radharani stood there very politely, offered obeisances. Durvasa Muni, so beautiful girl, so happy. Oh Radharani, I want to have some sweet rice, payas. Please you cook some sweet rice for me. So Radharani was very happy. She ran inside the house, collected some rice, some ghee, some milk, some sugar, and she cooked sweet rice. And when Durvasa Muni ate, she said, who is this girl? She cannot be ordinary girl, she must be Golakeshwari. She was very happy. Oh my dear girl, I'm so happy with you, so pleased. I want to give a special boon. From today, anybody take food cooked by you will have long life, healthy life, all good fortune, all long blessings. So that's why Mother Yashoda may ask me, no, no, don't stop Radharani to come to my house because she has been blessed. My Krishna will eat. Durvasa Muni said like this, then Jatila giving argument. What? Whatever Durvasa will say, that will happen. Today Durvasa Muni is saying, my daughter-in-law will cook something, whoever will eat, he will become strong. And tomorrow Durvasa Muni is seen in meditation, whomever my daughter-in-law will touch, he will become a very big man. So you think my daughter-in-law will go and touch everybody's body? Huh? Forget all these things. Tell Mother Yashoda that cannot happen. If she will not allow, then we'll leave Nanda Maharaj's kingdom. We go to some other kingdom. She's very stubborn this time, very strong. No more business meeting with Krishna. She has her strict plan. Then Kutila went and told Mother Yashoda that from tomorrow, no more Radharani coming to cook. Yashoda became very worried. Here Radharani heard that she cannot go. As soon as she heard she cannot go, she fainted. I cannot serve Krishna. I cannot see him. Severe fever, his body, heavy, hot, becomes so hot in separation. To cool her down, all her sakis put some lotus leaves, very cooling lotus leaves. They lie down Radharani there. And Radharani body is so hot, burning hot. As soon as she lie down, all those lotus leaves dried and become powder immediately. They're putting chandan, agur, everything drying up. Radharani lying fainted there. Mother Yashoda became very worried, what to do? Oh, Rohini Mata, please you cook for Krishna because Radharani is not coming. Rohini Mata cooked. Krishna ate but not satisfied. Mother Yashoda very worried, told Dhanishtha that Krishna is not eating nicely, please go. Tell Radharani to cook some cake and sweet so that when Krishna comes back evening from grazing cows, I will feed him and tomorrow morning also he can eat that. So Dhanishtha went to Jatila's house in Javat and told Sakhis that Krishna, Radharani has to cook something. But there's no, Radharani is lying fainted here in separation from Krishna. And Dhanishtha went to Radharani's ear holes. Oh, Radharani, Krishna is here. Immediately she woke up. Oh, Krishna is here? No, no, Krishna is not here, but Krishna wants some cake. But you are lying, you are so sick. But as soon as she heard Krishna will eat cake, immediately she got 100 people's energy. She woke up. She went to kitchen and cooked nice cakes, sweets, varieties of cakes and put into packets. Please give it to Krishna. She told how much separation she is feeling. She told Dhanishtha. And Dhanishtha also told how Krishna is feeling so sad. He is not eating anything because you are not going, you are not cooking. Then when Dhanishtha was about to leave, she told Radharani's ears that you have to do something, then I can arrange Krishna to meet you. What I have to do? Now you have to do drama. Drama? What drama? Now you pretend as if you are bitten by a snake. So I will arrange, Krishna will dress her as a snake charmer, a lady snake charmer, and I will bring him to you. Then Radhan said, oh, very good plan. She was very happy. Then Dhanishtha left. So next day, Jatila was there, Bisakha running. And said, oh, Mother Jatila, your daughter-in-law is bitten by snake, very venomous snake. Jatila became very worried. She ran to Radharani. And she told Lalita, Lalita, you please go, tell my son Abhimanyu to bring some doctors to check my daughter-in-law. Then she went, Radharani, how are you? Your health is okay. So Radharani making a natak, drama. No, no, I can't tolerate so much poison all over my body. Very poisonous snake all over my body. Then Lalita, she asked, then Jatila asked Lalita, how did she got a snake bite? Then Lalita described that evening time, Radharani had gone outside. On his backyard, there is a berry tree. And there is a snake with a jewel, diamond jewel, jewel, snake, money on his head. So they are glittering. Dark, Radhani could not see the snake. And by seeing that jewel, Radhani thought maybe her jewel has fell down. So she was going to pick up that and snake bite. Then Jatila became very worried, some doctor we have to bring. And Radhani heard, Radhani said, no, don't bring any man doctor, male doctor. I don't have to see any male doctor. My male doctor cannot touch my body. Jatila said, oh my dear daughter-in-law, you are sick now. Why are you considering male, female now? Shastra says, when you are sick, even if you can drink wine to cure yourself, is giving logic. And in the meantime, many neighborhood ladies, they had gathered. And one lady came forward. Say, oh Jatila, why are you worried? Radhani is beaten by snake, no problem. You just call Krishna, he knows good mantras. Are Kaliyanaga so poisonous, Krishna could subdue him? And he very easily can he subdue. Then Radhani become very angry. She's pretending. What? You are telling about Krishna. Because of Krishna, my life is spoiled. Whole Vrindavan blaspheming me. And you will call him that boy. If you what to he come and chant mantra on me, he enter into my room, I'll die immediately. Whoever will bring Krishna, he's my greatest enemy. Radhani knows the whole plan, but she's showing, don't bring Krishna. Jatila was very happy. And Jatila told Lalita that, okay, you take care of Radha Rani, I am going to Purnamasi, to tell Purnamasi. So then Jatila went to Purnamasi. Then with Purnamasi, there was Nandimukhi. Nandimukhi is the daughter of Gargamuni. Gargamuni is very famous. For many mantra tantras, is very famous. So Jatila told, oh, Nandimukhi, we are here. You must have learned a lot of mantra. Do you know any mantra to subdue the poison of the snake? Nandimukhi said, no, I don't know any mantra. But I have a sister, she knows all these mantras. My sister name is Vidyavali. But she is married, she lives in Kashi. But few days before, she had come to her father's house in Mathura, and today she is in my house. Maybe she can go and cure your daughter-in-law. Jatila said, no, let me go with you. I will approach Vidyavali to come and cure my daughter-in-law. Then Jatila accompanied. Then they went. And in Nandimukhi's house, already Krishna is sitting there dressing like Vidyavali. One snake charmer, one lady snake charmer sitting there. Then Nandimukhi told, oh my dear sister Vidyavali, and this Jatila has come, her daughter-in-law beaten by snake. They are requesting you to go to their house. Jatila also said, please come to my house. No, I am from Brahman family, Krishna telling in Vidyavali's dress. We are aristocratic family, so we don't go to others' house. And you cowherd ladies, I have heard, you go move around in forest to forest, go to others. We don't do this business. And Jatila, please come. No, how can I go? I have heard in your Vrindavan, there is one boy, Nanda Maharaj's son. He's very wicked boy. No, Krishna himself telling, she sees any girls, she captures them. I am very scared of him. I don't want to go out. I can't go alone. She again, no, please come, catch hold of her leg, feet. Okay, if I'm requesting, what can I do? I'm staying in your house. I have to go, but somebody has to accompany with me. Nandimukhi, you have to come with me. If I go, somebody will benefit and life will be saved. Okay, I'll go. Then Vidyavali form Krishna, Jatila, Nandimukhi walking. Night time to Jatila's house, Jabot. So on the way, Vidyavali telling to Jatila that I know different mantras. I know a mantra. I have to chant on betel nut, pan. I'll chant it, then I'll chew the pan. And the chewed pan, your daughter-in-law will eat. Will she do that? Then Jatila, yes, yes, she will do anything. She will, she is very devoted to Brahmanas. To get your prasad, she will be very happy. Then they went. Vidyavali, Jatila, and Nandimukhi, they reached. Then Abhimanyu came. Jatila said, oh, Kotila, oh, Abhimanyu, I have brought this big, very Gargamuni's daughter, good snake charmer. Now, they all came forward. All of them, they washed lotus feet of Lord Krishna in Vidyavali form. And they all drink the water also, sprinkle on their head, and Krishna is enjoying. Wow, look at this. Very good reception today. Always they obstruct me, but today I'm having good reception. Then they gave to Radharani, then they sprinkle water on her head. Then Jatila informed Radharani, Radharani, Vidyavali will chew some pan and give to you with a lot of devotion and faith. You should eat that. By that, your poisons will be removed. Then Vidyavali told, okay, bring Radharani. So Radharani lying on the bed. So Vidyavali saying, then I have to check. I have to chant mantra, check how far her body, how far this poison has gone. Snake bite on her feet, no? So then Vidyavali touched every part of Radharani's body, chanting mantra, different mantra, no, in front. In front of everybody. So that is then now, Krishna in front of Abhimanyu, Jatila, Kutila, everybody touching all body of Radharani chanting mantra. Then Krishna become very grave. I chanted very powerful mantra, but so much mantra is not working. What to do? Then Jatila said, hey, Vidyavali, you told me on the way that you know some mantra, you will chant on betel nut and chew it. Why don't you try with that? Krishna, yes, 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 bring some betel nut. Then they brought some pan. Then Krishna chants some mantra, no mantra, just something like this. Then he chewed and gave to Radharani. Still nothing happening. Then Krishna said, this poison is very dangerous poison. This snake is not ordinary snake. I put all my powerful mantra, still nothing is happening. Then everybody became very worried, what to do? Jatila started to cry, my daughter-in-law is going to die now. Then Vidyavali said, no, I have one more mantra, but that is very powerful mantra. I cannot chant in front of you. All of you, you have to leave this room. I can chant this mantra only to Radharani. So you all get out from here. So you all go out, because when I will chant this mantra, that snake will come personally. And snake will bite again Radharani and take out all the poison. And if you are surrounding, sitting there, that snake may bite you also. So you please get out from here. So Krishna sent Jatila, Kutila, everybody out, Abhimanyu. Closed the door. 3 hours time, I'll fix her, no problem. Only 3 hours time you give. So they are all waiting outside, no? Initially they could not hear anything. Couldn't hear anything. After some time, Krishna himself, she's speaking as snake charmer Vidyavali by mantra. The Sarparaj snake has come. Snake. Actually, no snake has come. Krishna making a sound as if snake is speaking. So Vidyavali asking, oh Sarparaj, why have you come here? Who sent you here? Then in Sarparaj's voice, Vidyavali saying, I have come from Kailas. Lord Shiva has sent me. So why Shiva has sent you here? I came here to bite and eat Jatila. Jatila. Then Vidyavali asking, but you are angry with Jatila, but why did you bite, you have beaten Radharani? Then Sarparaj saying, because Radharani is very chaste lady. Because of her chastity, her husband is very powerful. So if I kill Radharani first, then only I can kill Abhimanyu. Otherwise I cannot kill Abhimanyu because of Radharani. So first I kill Radharani, then I will kill Abhimanyu. When Radharani and Abhimanyu will be killed, then their mother Jatila will always thinking about this, she will die also. So that's why I have beaten Radharani. Because, then Vidyavali asks, but what offense Jatila did? Why Shivji is so angry? Then Sarparaj is saying, Durvasa Muni is the incarnation of Shivji. And Durvasa Muni, Ishtadev, worshipable Lord is Krishna. And this Jatila, she is always giving bad name to Krishna and Radharani. Two offenses she has committed. What are two offenses? One offense is she gives bad name to Radharani. And the second offense is she doesn't allow Radharani to go to Krishna's house for cooking. For these two offenses, Lord Shiva is very angry. That's why she sent me to bite Radharani or eat Jatila. And Jatila, they are all hearing these things. What Sarparaj is saying, as soon as Jatila heard these things, Jatila shouted, oh Vidyavali, please pray Sarparaj, tell Sarparaj to excuse me. You see, I am such a notorious lady, I am old lady, I am a mad lady, I don't know what I speak. From tomorrow, no restriction on Radharani. Every day she can go and cook as much as for Krishna. No, she can go anywhere. Please tell Nagaraj, Sarparaj, not to become angry. I am very old lady, what I speak I don't know. And this Kutila also very wicked girl. No? The Kutila says, yes, oh Nagaraj, please. From tomorrow, wherever Radharani goes, no rest, I will not blaspheme Radharani anymore. Then Nagaraj spoke, okay, that is okay. I will take all the poison. But be careful, you all must understand, I am Sarparaj Nagaraj speaking. That don't give any blame to Radharani. She is most chaste lady here. And next time if you give any blame to her, again I will come back and bite you. And next time when I bite you, any mantra, anybody chants, there is no solution to that. Be careful. So Vidyavali in the voice of Nagaraj speaking like this. Then all poison is gone from Radharani. Then Nagaraj, so-called Nagaraj, went back. Then Vidyavali opened the door. Oh, finally, everybody very happy. They rushed to Radharani. Oh, Radharani, everything is okay. Radharani woke up. Now I have no poison. I am free from poison, everything is okay. Then they are all very happy. Radharani is very happy. Krishna is enjoying. Making them, all them, Jatila, Kutila, they made them full. And one neighbor lady said, Jatila, this Vidyavali did such a great favor. She saved your daughter-in-law. Tell your daughter-in-law to give her necklace to Vidyavali. Vidyavali saying, what? She saved the life of my daughter-in-law. Only one necklace? What is one necklace? Radharani? All your ornaments you should give to Vidyavali. With all your ornaments, you please decorate Vidyavali. So many ornaments Mother Kirtidan Jasoda will send, no problem. Today, you decorate Vidyavali. So Radharani said, yes, my dear mother, I must follow your order. So Radharani, in front of Jatila Kutila, decorating Krishna very nicely. And she's so happy to realize this, that in front of Jatila Kutila, I'm so fortunate. I'm decorating Krishna nicely. So she took all the ornaments and decorated Vidyavali very nicely. Very happy. Very late night. Then Vidyavali told, okay, so now it's very late night. We have to go back to our house. Nandimukhi, let us go. And Jatila said, what? So late night? You are from such an aristocratic family. How can you go alone late night? No, please don't go. Tonight you stay here. Tomorrow morning you go. Then Vidyapali, that is not a bad idea. Nandu said, yes. Vidyapali should stay here tonight, because what if that snake again come back? So he just went, but some reaction is still there, no? Then Jatala said, yes, Vidyapali, you please stay tonight. You please guard my daughter-in-law. Upstairs there is very nice room. You sleep with my daughter-in-law tonight. So that is our snake will not come back again. Then Nandamukhi said, yes, because otherwise the snake may come back again. So let Vidyapali stay here tonight. So then Vidyapali, Radharani went. They stayed, and before sunrise, they woke up. Then Krishna went, and then Vidyapali went back. He changed his dress, and then he went back to Nanda Maharaj's house. So out of many sweet, humorous, funny pastimes, you see, that's why the Mahaprabhu's purpose was that you don't approach God, think, wow, God, you're so big, so great, oh, I'm so small, what can I do for you? Please, you do for me. That is one way God appears. But God is not happy. God appears in such a way. God is saying, I'll play just like you. Anugrahaya bhaktanang manusyam dehamasrita bhajate tadisakrida jasrita tatpara bhavet. Anugrahaya bhaktanang. Being merciful upon his devotees, he accepts this manusim tanumasritam. He accepts this human form and bhajate tadrisa krida. He performs pastimes like ordinary human beings. Jasrutva tatpara bhavet. Though his pastimes are ordinary, like ordinary human beings, but these are transcendental pastimes. By hearing the sweet pastimes, the disease hritroga, heart attack, the kama, the lusty desire of the people will be removed by hearing. Externally, this sounds very bad. Krishna stealing, Krishna going with others' wives, very bad. Prabhupada saying, material world, everything material world, spiritual world is there. Otherwise, how it will be in material world? That is material stealing, spiritual world also stealing. But there is a difference. What is the difference? People are stealing here, and Krishna also stealing. Chaura Agraganya Astaka Ballabhacharya has composed very nice. Krishna, you have stolen. You remember what Krishna has stolen? What is famous in Vrindavan for stealing? Braja Prasidham Navanita Chauram. You are very famous for stealing makhan. What you are famous for? Stealing? Anybody remember? You have stolen the heart of the gopis, Chittachar. Braja Prasidhang Navanita Chauram. Gopanganang Dukulang Chachauram. What else he has stolen? The saris of the what he has stolen? He steal the mind of the devotees. Actually, one who surrenders unto you, you steal everything from him. You make him a beggar on the street. He is such a big thief. His biggest thief. So Krishna is biggest thief. He is stealing. And people material world, they are stealing. What is the difference? What is the difference? Who can? Mataji saying, he gives pleasure to some people, not to everybody. Any other difference? Krishna's pastimes in Yogamaya, here stealing is Mahamaya. Any other difference? If somebody will steal, what will happen to him? He will get caught, then people shave his head half, put black and white on his face, bind him a rope and take him on the street, put him in the prison house. By stealing here, he put into prison house.